USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are planning legislation to form a commission to review a president's health and fitness for office. Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying,
"This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents."
Hurricane Delta on track to make landfall later today in southwestern Louisiana. Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards telling Louisianans,
"I know that the people all over Louisiana, in particular southwest Louisiana, are very strong. They're very resilient. They're very faithful. And they're going to be tested here. But I want you to know we're going to do everything we can, working with your local partners, working with our federal partners, to put you in the best possible position."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A new round of sanctions being imposed on Iran aimed at cracking down on the country's financial sector. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki explains.
The United States has imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran, focusing on the country's financial sector. The new sanctions target 18 Iranian banks that haven't been subject to restrictions under recently reimposed sanctions. More importantly, non-Iranian financial institutions are now subject to penalties for doing business with those Iranian banks. The Treasury Department says the sanctions are focused on sectors in the Iranian economy to deny the government the resources to fund and support its nuclear program. The sanctions do contain exceptions for humanitarian trade, though critics say they will further hamper Iranian efforts to purchase needed resources in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic.
The CDC warning people who are overweight, their risk of complications from COVID-19 might be as high as those who are considered obese. Nearly 40% of American adults are clinically obese, and 32% are overweight. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The mother and sister of an armed teenager shot and killed by police in Wisconsin was among 11 people arrested for taking to the streets after a curfew was in effect in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb. The Wisconsin National Guard called up as protests turned to riots and looting of gas stations and grocery stores in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. This began because prosecutors didn't file charges against the African-American officer who shot and killed a 17-year-old in February. 17-year-old Alvin Cole had a gun illegally, was running from officers outside a mall, fired the gun at the African-American officer. The officer then returned fire and killed Cole. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Nevada on Friday. On Thursday, while campaigning in Phoenix, the former vice president was asked about the upcoming debate.
We set the dates. I'm sticking with the dates. I'm showing up. I'll be there. And in fact, if he shows up, fine. If he doesn't, fine.
Biden also agreed to do an ABC News town hall on the same night as the debate. As far as if President Trump is changing his tune regarding that virtual debate.
No, I'm not interested in doing a virtual. I'm not Joe Biden.
President Trump, medically cleared by his doctor to hit the campaign trail, has a rally planned for Saturday in Florida. The Lakers can win their 17th NBA title if they close out the Heat in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.